Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Jermaine.
I'm James.
And I'm Pat.
And you're listening to the Frickin' Dangerous Bro Show. Kia ora koutou, no mai, haere mai. Welcome to you. Welcome your ears to our sound.
Beautiful.
Your ears to our sound.
Yeah, one second and Jermaine has had a stroke.
It sounds
already.
Like the worst. It sounds like the worst radio station. Welcome to your ears to our sound.
Yeah. This and the earphones on your ears.
Welcome it. Put it in.
Imagine if they sound FM. Imagine if they did actual radio ads.
Like welcome to unprepared FM.
Yeah, just as like uncertain as that.
Coming up next. I think it's Pitbull.
It's just nervous FM.
You sure got a friend in the breeze, I guess. Oh.
So the other day I went to the
piece of melted John.
The other day I went to the grocery store. I don't know. Did I go to the grocery store? If you want to call in if you went to the grocery store as well, call in.
Yeah, only no pressure. Like if you don't want to,
Just call in if you guys want to get on the the KFC lunch break or whatever it is. Just let us know go on the Facebook page.
Do we have KFC vouchers?
give us a call. The fifth or sixth caller, I don't know. I can't make decisions. However many callers call.
Hey, Pax.
Yeah,
so we're recording at Pax's house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right
next to the 65-inch TV.
Take it in,
boys. All 65 inches.
Oh, my God.
At the end of one of our last episodes.
Yes.
At the end of one of the episodes, you yelled out, does anybody want to buy my Vitamix?
Yeah. Did anyone buy a Vitamix?
Well, I'm here to say no because I can see it.
No, but Jermaine.
What?
That's not the Vitamix for sale.
What?
Whoa, you have
that's
several.
That's the Vitamix for sale.
Why do you have several Vitamix?
Because I got that 2 degrees, my man. I've been buying Vitamix.
Not enough to throw away the Vitamix, though, without having to sell it.
I don't have throw away the Vitamix money. But
I have upgrade the Vitamix money.
Yeah. I can upgrade the Vitamix. I can't throw away the old Vitamix. I've got to resell the old Vitamix. To justify the new Vitamix, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's still a lot of money. That's a decent amount of money.
Yeah, it's an amount of money
some people don't even have Vitamix money.
Yeah,
but you got upgrade the Vitamix money.
I actually don't have Vitamix money.
What have you got?
I've got Nutribullet money.
Okay.
Oh, you got Nutribullet money?
Have you got upgrade the Nutribullet money?
I love that.
We don't use the Nutribullet enough to even
justify
the initial purchase of the Nutribullet money.
Yeah, so you've got regretful Nutribullet money.
I've got bootleg Kmart shredder money. You know what I'm saying?
Aye.
Juicer from Kmart.
Do you have a food processor?
I do.
Yeah, but it's from Kmart.
Yeah.
That's all good, man.
Yeah, it's all
good. Hey, if it processes the food. Yeah. I mean, not as good as the Vitamix, not as quick and not as efficient.
It's quick and efficient?
It's efficient.
Vitamix right now.
You can put anything into it. You can put a phone into the Vitamix and you'll have phone smoothie.
Yum.
Like, it's so powerful.
Yummy.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
All right.
It's just a good machine.
Sounds like a smoothie.
Come on, jump in!
It's also a flex to just have it on my counter. You know?
Vitamix.
People walk in.
Yeah, you've got money in there going at all times. I'm just shredding money.
Always shredding money.
I didn't think, he's balling out with his Vitamix. I thought, man, this guy cannot get this Vitamix off his hands.
No one wants his
Vitamix.
Well, no, I mean, you're still right. There's the Vitamix on my fridge that I'm trying to sell.
Yeah, but at least you've got it hidden away.
No one can see
your shame.
Yeah, my shame, my extra Vitamix.
Oh, God.
Hey, Pax, you were away for the last episode.
Yeah, I heard, I didn't listen to it, but...
Some say the best episode of the podcast yet.
Hey, I wouldn't be surprised. Chelsea is a pure...
Who's that?
Isn't that your mate?
No, no, she wasn't on.
She wasn't on. There was
Jermaine's
someone else.
Mate wasn't on.
If I can keep doing this, it's too hard. Method Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pure talent. Pure unadulterated talent.
Hey, all right, let's stop this before this train.
Raw energy.
Raw, let's just go.
Beautiful
okay,
look, talent.
Okay, would you just
pure throbbing talent?
Would you just?
I don't know, guys. Is it okay? Call it. Hey. Nervous FM. We don't know what we're doing.
It was fun though.
It was a good pod.
Yeah. Even though you weren't there.
I got some people messaging me.
Yeah, what did they say?
They were wondering if Chelsea was going to be replacing me permanently.
You started the game.
Like, we made the rules and you can't even follow
them. I started it. I know I did, but I'm so over it. Method Man. People ask me if Method Man's going to replace me forever, which is always nice to get in the morning. It's always a lovely message.
And I want to encourage everyone to, if you just want to keep messaging Pax that, please feel free to.
Keep messaging me. It really puts a pep in my step. Really gets me charged up for the... I only got one message asking that. And I think they were trying to be funny.
Oh, yeah. Was it funny?
I'm going to say no.
Was it painful?
It hurt me in my insecure spot.
How deep are we talking?
I'm talking second knuckle.
Oh, that's deep.
Yeah, second knuckle.
Is it?
Wiggle it around.
Oh, my God.
That's how deep. Second knuckle, wiggle it around, you can feel my prostate deep. That's how deep we're talking.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But, hey, I'm very happy that it was a good episode. I'm very happy that
it was fun.
And it makes me excited for the three partners episode.
Yes. I don't know if we've discussed that on air.
We have.
Yeah.
We've talked about the idea, maybe the 50th episode.
Like, the issues, or was that on this one?
No, I think we've talked about doing a very special episode about drugs.
No, my... Okay.
About the bat not doing drugs.
Jermaine always does these very special episode references, and Pax and I have no idea.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Very special... it doesn't matter. We've talked about it before.
What is it? What? What are you... can you explain
to
us? No,
but we're trying to say...
I've already explained it before!
We're going to do an episode one day where our three partners... Method Man, Twister, and French Montana record an episode instead of us, and they just talk shit about us for the whole hour.
Well, they can
say what they want.
Yo,
our podcast is gonna fail the Bechdel test. Okay, they're gonna be talking about
we have to have the three women on the show. They have to talk about whatever it is that they want to.
Yeah. We had an idea today.
We're feminists, you know. We want to move aside and give the.
I'm not a feminist.
Oh my God.
No, okay, here's the reality.
Oh, my God.
I'm not a feminist.
Oh.
I don't get to choose whether I'm a feminist or not.
Sure.
Because I'm a
that's
man.
That's truly the most feminist act you can do.
That's the most feminist thing you could do.
I'm 100% an ally of feminism.
True. Yes. That's actually a good way of phrasing it. There's nothing worse than a self-patting feminist on the back, right? Like, people who are like, dudes who are like, I'm a feminist.
We also had another idea today, right, about potentially our mums. But that's like a, we haven't really talked about it before. Yeah.
It's a cage fight. Triple threat.
Yeah. What, our mums are fighting each other?
Weapons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
No.
No?
No.
No, to our mums fighting each other.
Y'all got a handicap. My mum's recovering from like heart surgery and shit.
Yeah.
You guys will go in.
Yeah. My mum's ruthless. She's from the village of Pakistan.
The village of Pakistan.
Yeah. My mom's like got that real estate bloodlust.
She's
a real estate agent. She'll just come in.
My mom's a nurse. She'll come at you with a scalpel.
My mom will come at you with like property prices. She'll like roll up the property press and use them as like two nunchucks. You know what I'm saying? Like
she'll be like, "It's a buyer's market." Bang, whack you.
Upbrace this.
My mom will come at you with some delicious fry bread. She'll be like, "This is delicious. Do you want some?"
And you'll be like, "No."
"Do you want some butter? Here, have it."
And you'll be like, "No, I don't want any food." And she'll be like, "Have it anyway."
She's like, "Here, have some different food. Here's all these options of food." "I don't want any food. Here's some more options of food in case you want food. Take the food so you can have it later, maybe."
Yeah.
"I don't want food later. I will make you food for the next 3 days."
Until the other mums tap out.
but my mum's checking your blood pressure and it doesn't look good.
Man, this cage fight is
gotcha.
So, did we say this was going to be a very special episode?
No.
Not well, yet. It is.
Because this episode, but the reason it's a short one, we'll get that out of the way.
This episode is dedicated specifically
to Tupac.
To Mandarin chat.
No,
okay,
my God,
so here we go.
Not.
We're talking about some Mandarins.
It's cut not.
The shit.
Mandarins. Love them.
You're not allowed to.
Are you going to do Mandarin chat? Right?
You're not allowed to do Mandarin chat.
So, I didn't do Mandarin chat last week.
Why?
Pax, because I didn't want you to miss out.
No, because I vetoed it.
And now here we've hit another little snag.
A sausage?
A snag. No, not a sausage.
Okay.
Is that a
snag? Like a little.
Is that a bag of snacks?
A little.
Snack bag?
Like snagging the fabric on a.
Okay.
You snag. It's a snag.
Like a speed bump.
Like a tiger.
Like a hurdle.
Like a tiger?
I don't know.
Hold
man.
On. Hold on.
Like a something in a.
Like a tiger.
What has tigers got to do with this situation?
I don't know.
So you just said like a tiger for no reason?
Yeah.
For context from everybody, we're recording this at the tail end of two very long riding days.
Yeah.
And we are bottom of the barrel scraping in.
No, don't say that. We're on point. I'm on point.
I'm razor sharp, tiger.
I'm very much on point.
I'm razor sharp, snags.
Snags, tiger.
Do you hear me say tiger? Snag like a tiger? Bro, that is some of the hottest shit out there.
Riffing, hot riffs.
Hot riffs. Tiger?
Listen, wait, shit, stop it.
Viaduct.
Water, H2O, just like water.
Sailing in the water. Yeah? Making a boat. Carving it out with the wood and the chisel. Got the chisel. Because for chisel.
My nizzle.
Snoop Dogg.
West Coast.
Gangsta rap. Okay, here we go.
West Coast. Cut the shit.
Listen.
Cut the shit.
So this is actually going to be a shorter episode, unfortunately.
It's even shorter now after that.
We don't have a lot of time. So we had to negotiate. We had to figure out what are we going to do. Are we all going to have three of us have a short segment? Like, how are we going to do this? So no, we decided what we'll do is we are going to have a soul mailbag
episode.
Welcome.
I just got out of
mail.
I ain't going back.
To the mailbag episode.
That's kind of cool.
That's pretty cool, eh?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, nice. All right. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
So we've got, there's just a few emails. And the reason, like, some of these are hangovers because they've been kind of directed at Pax. So in some ways, this is kind of a Paxy segment.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But you know what?
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
It's for everyone.
A Paxy segment.
It's a Pax. What does that mean?
It's what I call when I have sexy time with my wife.
First, Pax, I just want to point out to you.
Paxy segment.
I just want to point out to you that someone said we should talk about Mandarins.
Oh, my God. They're doing a gag. They're trolling
someone,
us.
Someone else had an email that ended with Freedom Mandarins.
Are these all emails that you read last week?
Yeah, the emails I previously read.
Okay.
All right, here we go. This email
yes.
is from Nadine.
Yeah.
Nadine is one of the OG fans.
Yeah.
Nadine says, kia ora, bros.
Kia ora.
She goes, I watched Jess Coco's, so... Jess Hansel, Coco Shout Solid.
Out. Friend of friggin' Dangerous, bro. Coco
goes,
Solid.
I watched her full Funny As interview, and she said, that's when I met the friggin' Dangerous Bros. And wow, that is cute.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a random aside. That's in brackets. Okay. So she's put.
Okay.
She's also then put in other brackets, yes, I did watch your FDB interview too. Pax coming out is funny. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
Have you guys watched the interviews?
Some no, I haven't.
It. Half of it?
Yeah, I've watched the whole thing.
What is it? Good? I don't remember that point.
Oh, so, well, but do you know the interview I'm talking about?
Yeah, the interview we did for the documentary.
Yeah,
the Funny As documentary.
Funny As, yeah. So the whole interview.
Sure. Our whole bit.
The whole interview.
Yeah.
Like the whole 40 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole 40 minutes. They've got.
The whole nine yards.
The whole Shebang. 23 fingers.
Yeah.
That's back.
Pax has no idea what
I have no idea what that means.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so there was just a tiny wee compliment she made. Okay, anyway, okay. She says. Thanks so much for the awesome show at Te Oro.
Yeah, great. Thanks for coming.
She goes, it was the infamous very, very tiny children in the audience night.
Mm,
weirdly, that was the first time I'd seen all of you do your stage show. I've seen solo shows and the podcast live show and all the only in Aotearoa apps, but not your actual proper job. Whoops.
This is weird because freaking Dangerous Bro is the least proper of all the things
yeah,
we do.
I know.
Yeah, right.
It's the loosest.
It's the most for the love of the game that we do.
Yeah. Actual jobs. You've got that the other way around.
The other things, are, anyway.
She says, the only Pākehā and Kapahaka sketch still gets quoted in this house on the reg. Do you guys know what sketch that was?
Yes. It's the Pākehā kid. It's
yeah,
the,
yeah,
it was
the
only an Aotearoa sketch, right?
It's a movie trailer.
Yeah, it's a movie
yeah.
trailer.
Yeah.
Anyway, she says, what was so charming about the show was the way it seemed. She's talking about our show at Tūoro.
Yeah.
What was so charming about the show was the way it seemed so spontaneous and chaotic, and as if you really were making it up as you went along. Although on reflection, I'm suspicious that this is all an elaborate prank, and it was actually very tightly scripted and well rehearsed to appear shambolic.
Who knows?
Interesting observation.
You'll never know.
You'll never know.
You come multiple times.
Yeah. Then you'll know then you'll very
see.
Easily.
Yeah.
You'll
see yeah. This is how you don't come multiple times.
Just so, come the once.
Yeah, come the once. Give us your money once. And if you want to come again, resist the urge, but buy a ticket to give us your money anyway.
And then tell someone else to go.
Yes.
She goes, also, I know it's very unsophisticated humor, but anyone doing a down trowel will always make me laugh.
When did we do it? Oh, yeah.
We don't judge.
But we like, don't down trowel each other.
No, ourselves.
Yeah, we down trowel ourselves.
But I just want to say as well, we don't judge any type of humor here. We, from all spectrums, there's no bad, there's no good.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know if we have the authority to hand out judgment on types of comedy.
That's
anyway.
What I'm saying. But we don't personally. Like any like thing, you know, like from things that are like political to downtrowel to tiger.
Yeah, to tiger. Tiger's great.
Tiger
I,
reference.
I think pants off comedy is very sophisticated.
It is actually. It takes a certain kind of person to pull it off.
Yeah.
Not everyone can do it.
Pull it off.
I feel like I can pull off pants off comedy. I mean, I'm the one who
you
started.
Initiated.
Yeah, you did it in the show, didn't you?
I was the instigator of the Pants Off comedy.
Yeah.
Because I.
The first time you did it, was it genuine? I don't remember the first time you did it. Was it real? Did you. Because in the joke. Okay, so the bit is we do a sketch,
yeah,
and the sketch
and
is funny, but
the end,
only
the
last.
Bombs.
The last, like, 10 seconds of the sketch bombs. Like, no one laughs, or very few people laugh at it. So Jermaine pulls his pants down. Because his reasoning is, well, no one was laughing at their last bit, so I'm going to pull my pants down to make everyone laugh. Was that initial pants pulling down real?
When we were rehearsing it,
yeah,
I thought it was funny.
Right.
Because I was like, what we're doing isn't funny. Yeah. I'm going to pull down my pants. That's funnier than what we're doing.
So then that just became the joke.
And that just became the joke.
So, but the first time you did it in front of an audience, we'd already planned it.
Kind of planned it.
Yeah,
If the audience had laughed at what we were doing without
you wouldn't have pulled your pants
down.
But it's like a parachute.
Yeah, but
it's weird.
I'm pretty sure the audience isn't going to laugh at what we think is funny, so I'm going to have to pull down my pants.
You know what's wild is that really only works in the context of our sketch show. If you did that in your own stand-up, you'd be a madman.
But like, also it's funny that we predicted ourselves bombing, so created a contingency plan. We didn't just go, hey, how about we make this joke work?
Yeah.
Jermaine, you pull your pants down.
It's because anybody who's come to see us like multiple years, there's always one or two sketches that are
we love
that are just a bit off the wall. That like it's a weird
us. Yeah, that takes like a real hard turn at the end.
They're like, and the influences for us for these sketches are like well, not, but the one I would look at now is that show, I think you should leave.
I think you should leave, yeah. Great show. You should check it out. It's on Netflix if you've never seen it.
That hasn't influenced us, but we've looked at that and gone, oh, we like the weird things.
Yeah,
that's
the vibe of some of our sketches.
Yeah. So,
it's a strong vibe.
We do the weird sketches just for us, pretty much.
And some people like it, but not everyone likes it.
Yeah, often they get cut.
Yeah.
They often end up getting cut.
Yeah.
The first night, the show goes 10, 15 minutes too long, so we have to cut something. So we cut the
weird
sketch.
I guess what
I'm
saying is, if you really want to see how weird our shit is,
come on the first night,
because we are going to put the wild-ass shit on.
And get a babysitter.
What else is there?
She then said she loved the news sketch and the extremely triggering AM show video.
Yeah.
She said, my son loved the undercover feminist sketch. He felt seen. Love your mahi. P.S. Your website is now fifth on the Google search results.
Moving up, baby!
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kia ora.
So, yeah, thank you so much, Nadine. An OG fan, getting in touch as usual.
Nice.
Yeah.
What else have we got?
We've also got one from someone called Dale Glassy. Dale, she says, hi, Jermaine, James, and Pax. Yeah.
Okay.
I've read this email before.
Okay.
Hi, Jermaine, James, and Pax. Found your podcast a couple of months ago now and have enjoyed the laughs. I listen at work and quite often am in fits of laughter with workmates looking at me sideways. Recently, used a very rare date night to attend your show at Te Oro. The show was great and well worth the effort, organizing a babysitter, etc. Even my husband was laughing, and that guy doesn't find anything funny.
Great. Okay. Good to know we could melt your husband's cold, dead heart.
What? She didn't say he had a cold, dead heart.
She just said he doesn't find anything funny.
Glad we could crack that soulless man.
Empty person
that
of a man.
Empty bottle of a man.
Fill him up with something else.
Something for
joy.
Once.
She says...
No, thank you. I was just fucking
that
around.
Lifeless carcass of a man.
That embodiment of the color gray person.
That carcass on the side of the road of a man.
Fucking dead beat.
Oh my
goodness. Guy.
Stop it! Dale, I apologize so much.
I'm so sorry.
I don't.
She says, I know you guys say to introduce yourself if you listen to the podcast, but honestly, I'm far too awkward for that. Even writing this now is a huge thing. Yeah, we get this quite a lot from people who listen to
the
podcast who don't come and say hi. Seriously, this is not us.
Oi, Dale.
This is not just
Dale.
Don't be a drop nuts on here. Why are you dropping on nuts?
If podcast fans come say hi, that makes us feel so good.
Yeah.
It makes us feel seen.
Yeah, it makes us feel seen.
Yeah. Because it's weird. It's hard to be seen when you're doing a podcast because they can't see you.
Come on, Dale. Don't be a drop nuts. One out to me.
Dale's husband will after this.
Yeah.
She said, during the show and this week's podcast, you did mention the kids at the Friday night show.
Yeah.
As a mum, I definitely agree with Pax. Your show is not appropriate for kids, and nor should it be. It's unfair on the children, other people attending, and you performing.
I love that's the most passive-aggressive way to say it's the parents' fault. Literally unfair on everyone in the building but the parents. It's unfair on the children and you guys performing and the rest of the audience and the tech and the front of house and the people working the traffic lights.
And society at large. And hey, it is not passive-aggressive. It is diplomatic.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's diplomatic language.
Sure,
diplomatic.
Sure. It is diplomatic.
Diplo.
So basically what we're saying is those parents, Peter McGlashan, former Black Cat, what we're saying is Dale wants to fight you. Don't drop nuts.
Diplo should release an album called Diplomatic.
Hi, man.
Dale then says...
Tiger?
Tiger ripping out the rug, pulling the rug up.
Yeah, and then...
Eating a mandarin. Dale then says, anyway, keep up the good work. Love the way you bring humor into serious subjects while still being respectful. Respectful to Dale's husband, obviously.
Oh, my God.
And making a point. Ngā mihi. Thank you. Thank you for your email.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And thanks for coming to the show.
Yeah.
We appreciate
it. Please come say hello next time, though, Dale.
Do it.
We'd love to see you. We'd love to high-five you.
If you don't, next time, if you come to the show and you don't, I'll find you.
Yeah, which is
Dale.
Where are you?
Like in the middle of the show.
Every person that I meet after the show. Are you Dale?
Are you Dale? You go to 200 people. Oh, she's not here tonight.
Are you Dale?
Next time.
Well,
next show.
All right. Are you Dale?
Next email.
Yeah,
it's from Tim Almonte.
Okay. Ooh, what a last name.
Yeah, we've heard from Tim before.
What a banger.
He's the Filipino boy.
Yeah, the subject heading.
What do you want, Tim?
Is Tubby Tubby Paw?
Okay.
Okay, go on.
Yeah.
He says, hello. He goes, I went to the Philippines for schoolies, which is the Australian thing.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's like a week in Australia where you're allowed to do as much drugs as you want at school or something.
What?
It's like spring break.
It's like Australian spring break?
Yeah, kind of.
And
I
did it in the Philippines?
If you're Australian. No, he went to the Philippines for it.
Or during it. The time, right. Okay.
So he goes, I went
They don't send Australian students to the
that's
Philippines.
That's what I was like. That's crazy.
He goes, I went to the Philippines for schoolies, and my mum sat me down before I went, and she full-on warned me about what to do when I went over there.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
It was a little different to how James explained it, though. What did she say? She goes, it was any natural thing that was big, like a big hedge, a big bush, a big tree, a big rock, whatever.
Not just, I said a bush, eh?
Yeah, you said a bush, yeah. She goes, I also remember my mum telling me a story of someone she knew who built an extension to their house without getting the proper duende clearance.
Duende.
Duende clearance.
Yeah.
And she was like, they got sick and they died or something like that.
Oh my god!
So I love that. I don't think Pax knows about this.
I don't know. I'm kind of,
he wasn't here last week.
You weren't here, so
I'm kind of confused.
Basically, there's a thing in the Philippines where if you're about to pee in a bush or a tree or any other large thing, according to Tim's mum, you're supposed to say "tabi tabi popuno," and which basically translates to excuse me, tree," and then you can piss. And if you don't do that, and you don't get the duende clearance, duende is like the dwarves or like elves and shit, that you'll get sick and you'll get like a curse put on your family and stuff. Right.
Get sick and die.
Get sick and die or something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's a similar thing in Pakistan.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. What is it?
Yeah.
Because I know like that, like little elves and dwarves exist in all sorts of cultures.
Yeah.
It's not just.
Do you mean like for real?
No, like the myth, the mythology.
Right, right, right.
No, oh my god. Yes, Pax. Little people exist everywhere. Okay.
You don't say anything, but there is a thing of like you just don't do it. You don't say anything. You just don't do it because if you do, you'll be cursed.
Yeah. So like what?
Like don't pee on a tree.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, how now we're on board with the peeing on the tree. You just gotta get permission first.
Pee on a tree. Just getting permission from little tiny little motherfuckers out here.
What there's there's no thing you say. You just don't do it.
Oh. That's not fun.
Yeah.
I want to pee on a tree.
Yeah, what a shitty contribution to the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Heartless cold man.
Don't you dare share your culture with that comedy.
Fine.
What are you doing?
I'll call Method Man. She can replace me.
What are you gonna say?
Just tell her to be on instead of me.
Shall I call her?
I'm calling her.
Alright. Well, she doesn't answer. She'll answer, hello? Because it's you.
Genuinely calling her. Riveting pod.
Hello?
Charles.
Who's that?
Who? Yeah. I mean, oh, sorry, that's my friend. Method Man.
Yeah?
I'm bad at podcasts.
Are you?
Yeah, do you want to do it instead?
Oh, can I get whatever you get paid to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay, go. Do it. Work your magic. Do it. Do what everyone loves, or apparently what everyone thinks is great. Go, do it.
Are you jealous, Pax? Don't
you? No, I'm not. I'll just do it. You know? Just make it better. Just make the podcast better or whatever.
Oh, did I get lots of fan mail? Did you get no mail?
I don't know.
Does nobody like you?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh.
Anyway, can I get back to this email?
Sorry, were you busy, Charles? I mean, I hate this so much.
You really are bad at podcasts.
Oi, shut up. I'm better than you. Nah, you're better than me.
Well.
Anyway, can I just finish this email? Excited.
No, I'm talking to your wife.
Oh,
nah, yeah.
I'll just finish this email.
Yeah, yeah. You go.
I'll just finish the email. It says, anyway, big love to Method Man, whom I wholeheartedly adore. Cheers, Tim.
Aww, cheers. Is that legit?
Yes.
That is impeccable timing. That is unbelievable timing. That is unbelievable.
Oh my word.
So just go. So just do whatever.
Have you got anything to say to our fans, Method Man?
I love you.
All right,
whoa,
top
whoa,
shelf.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, top shelf.
You can't love everybody. Just me.
Okay. I love men first, and then the fans.
Yeah, all right, I'm done with that.
Where do Bex and I sit?
You're with the fans.
Oh.
Yo, are we above the fans? Are me and James are above the fans, or are we with the fans?
Yeah, are we just there?
I guess you can be above the fans.
We're above the fans.
Yay. Yeah.
Fuck the fans.
See, that's why you don't get any fan mail packs.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah, he's not for the people. He's not the people's choice.
I don't get the people's choice award.
Yeah.
That's all right. You're the people's champ, Chels.
Who?
Oh,
I love it.
I hate this. Method Man, you're the people's choice, Method Man. So annoying. And you know what, Method Man? I started this. And I hate it so much now.
I know, because you're terrible at remembering to use our pseudonyms.
Pseudonyms?
Yeah.
No, that's your government name.
Oh.
What are you talking about? That's what you write on your passport.
Yeah.
It says Method Man, passport number.
Yeah, yeah. Just first name, Method Man.
Yeah, Method Man Ross.
First name, Method Man.
You still have a middle name, like Method Man Amelia Ross.
All right, well, thanks for gracing us with your presence or whatever.
You're most welcome, Pax, anytime.
All right, I'll see you when I get home, babe.
Me too.
Okay.
Warm up the bed for me.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, same.
Gross.
Same, I'll see you there.
Okay, bye. Say hi.
Oh, any other mail?
Yeah, we've got one more email.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
This email is from Radia Vera.
Yes.
So Radia's contacted us before.
Yeah, I remember Radia.
Claims to be our oldest listener.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, waiting to be dethroned.
But then I think when my dad became the leader of the Gape Nation, I think maybe Radia changed her tack.
Okay. Changed her tune.
Changed her tune. So Radia, I think, is also lives in America and sent us the video at a gig where a dude looked like me who was on the stage.
Yeah, right. I remember that.
Anyway, so Radia, the subject heading for Radia's email is Aristocats and then laughing emoji.
Oh, no.
I forget what this was.
It was me. I said Aristocats.
Instead of
aristocrats.
And then we just...
And then you fucking
because it was, and because it was the episode where you messed up at the beginning.
Oh, yeah. You said, we will only see, and then you said train wrecked, like an idiot.
Yeah.
And but then you said aristocrats.
Yeah, and then I...
No, aristocrats.
Aristocrats.
Yeah. She goes, kia ora e hoa ma, friends. Kia ora, hello, friends.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to tell Jermaine how happy I am that he is beginning his Te Reo Māori journey.
Nice.
She said,
beautiful.
She said, I teared up when you shared your story, Jermaine, which is very humbling for me to hear that affected someone. Because I felt a similar thing when I listened to someone else's podcast.
That's what you were saying, right?
Yeah, I listened to James Nikise's podcast and other Māori people were talking about finding their their own journey of being Māori, and that made me tear up.
See, this is why representation's important in every bloody aspect, isn't it? Because then you hear yourself and then you go on your own things and then...
Yeah.
It's inspiring.
Yeah.
Yeah. She then said, I hope you continue outside of the classroom. She said, she goes, I've been learning Te Reo for 3 years and use resources available to me outside of Aotearoa. A few I recommend. And she's got a list of things here. I'll say them in case there's anybody else who,
of course,
it's helpful for them.
Mm-hmm.
She says, Wakahuia, Te Karere, the Māori Dictionary app, Tāringa Podcast, Māori Kupu Lists, Pukumata Groups, YouTube, Māori TV, all the Māori Waiata, and Mea Katoa, Scotty Morrison. Do you guys know who Scotty Morrison is?
Yes.
Yeah. Scotty Morrison was on the podcast, the James Dickinson
podcast. That's the one that you were talking about.
Okay. He's a goddamn legend. She said, Kia kaha, Jermaine. Then she said, Pax.
Oh,
Pax.
Hello.
Pull back on the black set, yo. It needs more work.
Pull back on the what?
The black set.
On the Ebonics accent.
The black accent. She goes, my biracial code switching version is nearly as good. She reckons your black accent is trash.
That is not good.
When have I ever done
that? Like, when you say things like, man, fuck out of here, like shit like that. Yeah. And like,
does she mean like when I'm doing an impression of a black
like
person?
Like a hip hop. No, when you're talking like When you're talking like a rapper, or like, you know,
go do it.
Go do it.
Now I'm not gonna do it after someone's just said it's average.
It's trash.
Yo, it's average, but go do it, oi.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Well,
I don't know what she means.
Yeah,
though.
That's the problem. Is I don't use the term black scent.
Mm.
So I don't, because that's term as a term that sounds weird.
It does sound weird.
Like, black scent sounds like a weird, like it's like oh, we're gonna make a African American version of Dracula. What are we gonna call it? Blackula. Like, it's
real thing.
Yeah, no, I know it is.
Yeah.
But there's like something about that's real weird. Then I'm like, but here's the thing. Don't just put black.
I don't feel like
you're doing a black accent. You're doing a hip hop accent, right?
Well, no, not even that. I don't feel like I'm particularly launching into Ebonics any more than you guys are.
No, but do you think it's maybe? Well, it's, yeah, I think we have to clarify this from right here. Maybe it's when. Well, what about when we did that the 50 Cent one? Right? We
were like, the yeehaw.
Oh no, that was
no.
That
we
was,
all did it.
Yeah.
No, but that was yeehaw. That's not the.
That's not Ebonics.
Yeah.
It's like, damn doll.
Maybe she just thinks Cent. We're good at it and you're not.
I would love clarification.
Here's the thing.
I would love clarification.
Like you said, I don't consciously go, I'm now going to do an impression. I'm just like, that's how I speak. Like, I listen to hip-hop all my life.
Yeah.
It just slips out because that's what...
And, yeah,
that's like what raised
if she
me,
means,
you know?
If she means just in normal conversation, sometimes I say, yo, or sometimes I say, what's cracking, or sometimes I say stuff like that, I'm not...
Sometimes I say my N-word, like if it's out here.
Sometimes I say N-words be crazy.
I just want to say I don't do that.
Definitely do not do that.
But
don't
if
do
I that. Do,
does.
If I do launch,
I just throw him under the bus.
No. I mean, I'm under the bus.
Okay.
Radia has raised an interesting thing. So we are heavily influenced
by hip hop.
Yeah.
Culture.
Yeah.
I just finished my point.
Yeah. Karen.
My point is.
Nah, I don't want you to.
All right.
Nah, carry you.
My point is, I'm not doing it. I'm not consciously launching. I'm not consciously going, I'm about to do my black guy accent. Yeah, I'm just saying.
This is how you speak.
This is just how I speak.
Yeah.
I say my G. I say things like that. Because the only music I listen to almost exclusively, not completely exclusively, but almost exclusively.
Shapes
was
you as
that
a person, doesn't
and
it?
And it shapes you, inevitably. Yeah. You can't not be shaped by environment.
Yeah, like
anyway.
If you grew up listening to just exclusively EDM, you'd just be like, turn it up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so where are we gonna, like, that's it. Like, that's how you speak.
Yeah.
I was like, her, just thinking now, I'm like, man, yeah, so that how we grew up so heavily influenced by like hip hop and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've taken on a lot of the, you know, the Ebonics kind of stuff.
Mm.
Just in our normal, just like you were saying, in our normal everyday conversation.
Yeah.
Do you reckon? Yeah. Like,
that's bad?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean,
is that appropriation?
That,
is that your question?
I don't know if that's what Radia is saying. But it makes
I would love
me
clarification.
Think about
that. If she's saying just in my everyday, because I've had people, in normal conversation, I've had people go, "Are you American?"
Because the way you speak.
Because of the way I speak, and I'm like, "Nah, man, I was born here."
I've had reviewers comment on it,
right?
Just being like, "He was lovable despite his." Despite his like R&B pseudo hip hop affectations on stage, he's very like he's lovable. I was like, oh, I didn't even realize I was done.
Yeah,
like,
we're
that's
not
just
doing
how I speak.
No.
What
doing it consciously.
About that is that
that's a white person
despite
coming on
stage. An R&B this is like even though you sound like you're African American, I still like you.
No, it's not that.
It's more despite his pseudo like that. Do you know what I mean? Despite the fact that he's not that, but he sounds like that. He's still likable. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It's still weird.
But I know, But anyway. I've had people comment on that as well.
Yeah,
it's still weird. I'm just like, but that's just how I speak, you know?
But anyway, if Radia, hit us with some clarification.
Yeah.
Do you mean when we're actually doing an impression?
Yeah.
And I'm like doing a accent and I'm being an African-American person? Or just an everyday conversation?
Because
that would then, like... One of them, if it's one of them, would make me go, well, then I don't care because that's just how I talk. And the other one would really hurt my self-esteem.
Basically, what we're trying to say, Radia, is would you rather have Method Man on the show rather than Pax?
Because Method Man doesn't do that.
She don't do that shit.
Yeah. I'll call her again.
No! Yo, we gotta wrap it up. Running out of time.
She says, Ngā Manaakitanga, Radia, PS, Shaka... Emoji, James.
For what?
That's it.
Oh, all right.
That was it.
Cool. Shaka to you too.
It's a very, very special
episode
about not doing drugs.
Oh my God.
Everyone?
Oh my goodness.
All right.
Okay, I'm down with that.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
I just got out of
mail.
I ain't going back.
I'm doing all sorts of drugs, dog.
How long was that?
It's been 39 minutes.
Oh, that's
we got to wrap up. We got to wrap
it's
up now.
Too long. We got things to do. All right, listen.
Cut the shit.
We need to wrap this up real quick. All right. Mm. No lingering around.
All right, sweet.
So we just have quick final thoughts.
Go.
Okay, no, go.
Listen. Cut the shit.
What we're going to do is I'll just quickly do, we'll do the lingering vibe segment, but you're not allowed to piss around and do long lingering vibes, right?
Cut the shit.
Nice, short, lingering vibes, not long ones.
Yes.
James, I'm looking at you.
Oh
sometimes
my
you
gosh.
Like meander
along.
Yeah,
you blabber along.
Right, blabber along. All right,
cut
so
nice
shit.
And quick.
None of that.
Shut your mouth.
Cut the shit.
Here we go. Time for.
You've already done it.
It's the lingering vibe. Lingering vibes that are lingering. But they're still there in your dome. Lingering around,
going anywhere.
All right, listen.
Mm.
Oh, sorry, I hit the wrong thing.
Oh, turn it off. You're gonna close it.
He's gotta open it now.
Oh my god,
he's closed. Now I'm gonna open it again.
Going anywhere. What are the vibes?
Oh my goodness.
Sorry about that. Okay,
it's the lingering.
Just gonna reopen it.
Sorry, now we get back into it.
I think out of all the gags we do on the show, I hate this one the most.
It's not a gag.
It's not a gag. I'm just trying to let you know to
cut the shit.
Because it's time for lingering vibes. I'm going to get my lingering vibe out. All right, so
cut the shit.
Listen, this is my lingering vibe.
Cut the shit.
But
what is this? Shit happens, right?
That's my lingering vibe.
I love
vibe.
How tight
cut
this
the
last
shit.
Part is.
Get to your lingering vibe, James.
My lingering vibe is
cut the shit.
Cool.
No, you're talking for, you're pausing for too long.
My lingering vibes is I'm a little bit hungry.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about what I'm going to have for dinner. I'm thinking maybe
Blabber.
Some dumplings. I'm going to go to New Flavor.
What the shit?
Pets, what's Dominion your lingering Road. Vibe?
My lingering vibe is what's cracking? My name pack up in her. Yo, you know what I'm talking about.
Cut the
get
shit.
That shit out of here, dog.
It's the lingering
hey, I'm out here with my boys on the stoop. We out here on the stoop, you know what I'm saying? Scrawl!
Oh my god.
No! Pax, do you remember?
This is the cancelled episode.
Here's just one real quick thing. Pax, I edited something where you played a police officer.
Okay.
And you were doing a talk to some kids.
Is this a freaking Dangerous Bro thing?
Not a freaking Dangerous Bro thing.
Okay.
Do you
oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
So
yeah.
Pax played a police officer.
Yeah.
And when they did it, what they also had to do was some like cutaway little inserts of Pax. And it was showing a police officer and how they treated arresting someone in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And how they treated arresting someone in
America.
The United States of America.
Yeah.
So Pax had to do an American accent.
Yeah.
And
it was so bad.
Trash.
Was it trash?
Bad. I knew it was so bad. I told
us with your line.
I kept telling them.
Hit us with your line. I want to hear it.
I kind of. What was my line? Do you remember my line?
It was like it was the rights. The
oh yeah, yeah.
Your rights.
Yes. You have the you have the right. It's so bad. I kept telling them.
Genuinely try it. It's, I want to hear it.
You have you have the right to a lawyer. Anything you say will be held against you in court.
You know what's funny is that your vowels aren't too far off, but it's just so overpronounced. Like you have the right, like
you
everything.
Have the right. You have the right.
If you just relax, try it again, but just like relax a bit more.
Relax, all right. Hey, what's cracking? What's up? My leg packs up in hurt.
Oh no! Oh no! Thanks for listening. If you want to get in touch with us, hit us up on fdbromail@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Or on Frickin' Dangerous Bro on Facebook or Frickin' Dangerous Bro on Instagram.
Music by SFT Beats.
Accents by
Pax.
Pax's replacement by
Chelsea. Should I call her?
Who?
Oh.
I'm out. I'm gone. See ya.
T-shirts by
China?
We have a t-shirt shop.
Oh, do we?
Well, I'm trying to get us.
Yeah, we do. We got merch.
What's on
merch?
The t-shirt?
We haven't really put much effort in. We need to fix it.
Yeah, we need to see me saying it on the podcast.
Yeah.
People, let us know if you want t-shirts, because then we'll have to do something about it.
Oh, we don't have t-shirts, but we have a t-shirt shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a t-shirt shop.
But we don't have t-shirts t-shirt shop.
We're going to get that Patreon off the ground, too.
Yeah.
I got to do that.
Also,
I'm a terrible producer for this podcast.
If you want just to
you're
talk,
a terrible person as well.
If you want to hear me talk about mandarins, let us know.
Oh, my fucking
hashtag
God.
Free the mandarin.
You know what, Jermaine? I'm on board.
No, lock it up, guys.
Don't you facetiously come on board.
No, I want to hear about mandarins.
If you want to come on board, it has to be wholeheartedly with full love for the mandarin.
I'm wholeheartedly on board for the mandarin. I'm whole mandarin. On board for the Mandarin chat.
Man, fuck out of here with this shit.
I want the Mandarin.
I'm gonna be honest.
To
I'm scared
Wrap
to have.
It up. I'm gonna be.
I'm
late.
Scared to have Pax on board because he turns things into a cult.
No. I'm not gonna turn it into a cult.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Really appreciate it.
I just like Mandarin.
Join us next week.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.